Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, it's hard to believe, but the dog days of August are starting to wind down, and for some children, this is the last Saturday before it's back to school. And as our regular listeners know, we've been in a series we've been calling the Dad Days of August. And each week, we've been discussing how dads can emulate one of the leadership qualities of Israel that we find in the Old Testament. And last week, we talked about being a priest to our kids. And if you've missed that show, remember, you can always get caught up at our website, pebblesoftruth.com. And back with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And Scott, what leadership trait are we going to talk about today?
Well, everyone's familiar with the saying that a man is king of his castle. But today we want to take that idea in a much different direction and suggest that dads should act like kings when it comes to their kids.
I'm guessing that that doesn't involve sitting in an easy chair and having the family wait on them hand and foot.
No. And it doesn't have anything to do with hamburgers and french fries either.
Oh, good. Well, now that we've established that, what do you mean by acting like kings?
Well, the role of a king in the Old Testament was certainly an important one. And the scriptures tell us what can happen when the people have a good and godly king. And unfortunately, what happens when they don't. When we think of King David, for example, we think of the peace that he established for Israel and what a great leader he was for them.
And he was also constantly monitoring any threats to the Israelite kingdom and dealing with them appropriately.
Well, that's very true. And so when we think of kings, we often think of the stereotypes that are presented in the movies, ornate crown, the throne, the robes, castle with a moat around it, and all those sort of things. But being a godly king really boils down to maintaining the peace, protecting the borders, and leading with character and integrity. And so those are the things that our fathers should be doing for their kids.
Well, Scott, let's take them one at a time. All right. One of the things that my wife and I have tried to do is to make our home a sanctuary in the sense that it's a place of safety and security and peace. You know, that's important to us, that our kids enjoy being at home, that they feel safe, that it's a place that they can feel comfortable and invite their friends over to.
You know, Captain, I bet you haven't had to give in to their every whim in order to maintain that peace either.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You know, part of maintaining the peace means putting some structure and some rules in place, and then, of course, enforcing those things fairly and with integrity with both of our kids. You know, we all like some degree of structure in our lives, and whether our kids really will admit it or not, they need it as well.
No, that's very true. And the second part of being a king, monitoring threats, can be easy and it can be difficult at the same time. Some threats to our kingdom are easy to spot and to stop, and we can deal with them rather efficiently, but many others are much more difficult to recognize. So as dads, we need to be up to date about things like the technology that our kids use, the friends that they hang out with, and all those things, even what's popular in our culture, like the movies and the recording artists and things like that. I have to admit, it isn't easy because all those things are constantly changing.
Oh, that is the truth. And that is part of the reason why we have to lead as dads with integrity and with our kids' best interest in mind as well. I mean, God isn't calling us to be dictators. And in the Old Testament, we see that a king who did not lead with good intentions and in obedience to God pretty much quickly lost their throne.
You're right. Those guys never lasted really long, did they? As dads, God has given us the responsibility to be leaders of our families. And if we think of our home as a kingdom, and truly we are the king. And so we're going to have to give an account for that someday. We're going to have to go before God and talk about how we did as our leaders of our family. That's a great responsibility, but it's also a tremendous blessing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Scott, again for these thoughts. And once again, to our listeners, if you've enjoyed this series so far, why not have House on the Rock come to your church? A lot of this material is drawn from our popular seminar called Keeping Your Kids from Canaan. So check out our website for more information about having Scott or Dr. Bruce speak to the parents in your congregation. And I also want to remind our listeners to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and request the companion resource guide for this month's show. Just simply click on the feedback button, give us your email, and we'll be more than happy to send that out to you. Well, we'll be back again next week talking about how dads can be partnering with mom as they emulate being a prophet, priest, and king. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries.
To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.